You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
2 weeks ago, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that plans to hold the 2020 general election in September are being kept despite the COVID-19 virus. A lot has happened in that 2 weeks. We've entered a nationwide lockdown, for example, and the current state of emergency has been extended for yet another 7 days. And a question we have to ask ourselves is what could change in the coming months? Where will we be come September, and what happens if we can't hold our election by then? It's an inopportune time for a pandemic, although that assumes there would be a good time for something like this to happen. New Zealand is due for a general election this year, alongside the presidential election in the United States and a host of other local and general elections worldwide. Since our election is still a ways off, this isn't something the government is likely to address for another couple of months, especially as so much changes so rapidly with regards to the pandemic. Let's instead look overseas to a country whose election is much closer. Poland is due to hold their presidential election on the 10th of May, and despite the threat of COVID-19, the ruling party is standing firm with this date. This isn't to say that there isn't fervent opposition, though. The leading opposition candidate suspended her campaign in protest of their refusal to delay the vote, and has called for other candidates to boycott the election. Poland is currently sitting at nearly 2,000 coronavirus cases, with 22 deaths, which, accounting for the difference in population between New Zealand and Poland, is fairly comparable to our own situation. On the other side of the coin, the UK recently announced a massive delay to their local elections, pushing everything back an entire year, including the election of London's mayor. Delaying an election does not come easily, although our currently planned election date of September 19th hasn't necessarily been set in stone. It is perfectly legal for the government to delay the election to as late as December 12th, but any later than that will require changes to our laws. Ardern has said that while other countries have made changes to their election dates, this has only been true in cases where the election is much closer. Under current laws, namely the Constitution Act of 1986, Parliament must dissolve on the 12th of October. Usual circumstances would have Parliament dissolve on the 12th of August, paving the way for an election the month after in September. But if this were to be delayed and the government dissolves in October, the last possible election date would be in early December. That means that if laws aren't changed, an election will absolutely be happening this year. If they do want to push the election into 2021, a 75% majority agreement is required. Both Labour and National would have to agree to change these laws, because it would in effect make Parliament's term longer than 3 years. An alternative would be to have National join forces with the current government to form a government of national unity, which is what happened during World War I. If the September polling date sticks, and then there's a last-minute resurgence of COVID, it is possible for voting to be suspended indefinitely, so long as the Prime Minister and the opposition leader agree to continue extending it each week until it's safe. The truth is that this is all unclear. We have no idea what the state of things will be in the next couple of months. It's very much possible that the election could go ahead unhindered. It is, though, equally possible that the election could be impacted, in which case it's important to understand what could happen. As always, keep safe, relax, and stay at home.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.